Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, one thing caught my attention, and I think it's a bigger story, not so much the tweet, but what I get from the tweet to the conversation. So Josh Hart, who we all love, right? A little flawed player. But places might play the hardest on the team, and a great guy, right? So he tweets, and I saw this last night. He said, "Oh, y'all talking trash about Tibbs, lame as hell. a different direction was taken, but y'all should be appreciative for what he did to the team and for the organization." Okay, and I get his point, and we do. Now, we could also very clearly, which we have, separate, do we think there's a next level to Tom Thibodeau, which I did not. You thought more so that they should keep him.
Yeah, I'd rather play it out, right.
And we're on the record. Okay, and obviously everybody's entitled to their opinion. There's no right or wrong, although they decided to fire him. What I find interesting here, and there were other things said on the podcast, but I think that Josh Hart, with all due respect, is really missing the mark of what's truly wrong with the franchise right now. It's not us, Josh. It's not us, you know, taking shots or dissing Tibbs. That was never the intention. The biggest issue right now, counter to your tweet, we didn't get Tom Thibodeau fired. One or two guys that you play with did. So, and again, I say this respectfully, I really love Josh. But Josh needs to, I think, redirect that energy, not throw it our way, find out who the rat is. I'm sure he already knows. And get this thing fixed. It's internal, not external.
Right, but then speak on that. And I'm not saying you got to go out there and just rip your teammates to shreds. But
yeah, that's not happening.
But acknowledge the reality instead of, and I don't care, like he's right. There are people that are ripping Tibbs, and I think it's absurd to rip him. You and I could have the debate, and you could say, okay, well, he didn't do this right, he didn't do that right, doesn't have a next level, that's fine. There are some people going overboard, and they're talking about social media, which obviously on social media, most people go overboard. So I understand that aspect of it, but you're right. We who's ever opinion on social media, you or I, wherever it may be, we're not the ones who fired Tibbs. Who is it, in fact? Was it Leon Rose? Was it the owner? And then why did they come to that decision? The reports are that your teammates said stuff that was negative towards Tibbs. Now, I would take it a different layer to it and say, clearly we know it's not Brunson and it's not Hart, the two leaders of this team who did not have a problem with their head coach. So now that does lead to, whether he acknowledges it or not, there is a clear divide there between what Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and maybe some others felt about Tibbs versus what some of the complainers, take a guess to who they are.
Yeah, well, I think it's Cat and I think it's Bridges.
Yeah,
it's very easy.
I mean,
what are we dancing around here?
Pretty easy to do the math here.
You know? Hey, Mitch.
Those are the two new guys. There wasn't a problem before. All right, you do the math. Who are the two that really didn't kind of fit into the style that was going on before they got here? So that's an issue that Brunson and Hart are going to have to figure out with their own, and Brunson's the captain, with their own teammates.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do it, I think, before the new coach gets there. Like, I don't know that you just kind of go your separate ways, enjoy your summer. I'm sure some of them will obviously, listen, I love Josh and Chandler, the boys, so they'll see each other. But I think that this needs to be addressed before they actually go to training camp. Like, I don't think you just show up and pretend nothing was said. I think there's got to be, and I don't want to overstate this, but there's a little fracture right now within the Knicks, because there's some guys thinking one thing, some guys thinking the other thing, which is fine. It's a big boy business. I prefer people putting their name on it. I put my name on it. You know, I said that I would have fired Tom Thibodeau. So I said that. You got Knicks who are actually much more intimately involved in the in the quest for a championship, surely than me. And they're just walking around with anonymous quotes. I got news for Josh Hart. Again, this is coming from a place of respect. I'm not trying to sound tough or be mean. I'm not. But the news that we got, the leaks that we got about how they don't scrimmage during the season, how they don't practice end-of-game situations, I didn't say that because I don't know that. Now, I can watch the games and I could get on the air and say, as I've said many times, three-point defense, pick-and-roll defense, transition defense, all these things that bother me, you know, pounding the basketball, not a lot of free-flowing stuff, just one guy, kind of dominating here, not enough bench usage. Those are all things that we can identify by merely watching the game. But there were people who lifted up the curtain for us to now react what was going on behind closed doors in the Knicks building, and it was not a very very pretty picture that was painted. I didn't paint it. Two Knicks did, or one Knick did, and I think Josh Hart's got to talk about that.
Yeah, and they're not going to. Obviously, if they didn't do it, they said what they had to say, their support of the coach or whatever. Hart comes out and says what he had to say on social media. Hey, y'all attacking Tibbs, you're wrong. But they're not acknowledging it. Nobody from the world's most famous arena is doing it. As a matter of fact, the only person that I've seen with any kind of truth that's been out there, I don't know if you saw this, Mike Breen was on with Zach Gelb.
I didn't see this.
Okay, I'm just going to give you the quote here. Breen was surprised. He admitted saying he was surprised to see Tibbs get fired and saying the Knicks are taking a gamble in letting him go. Now, it wasn't, I saw the clip. We could maybe play the clip coming up later or whatever. We get that ready. It wasn't a scathing hit job on the Garden.
No.
But for Mike Breen, who's employed by the Garden, if you heard it, you could hear that it was a surprising move, mm-hmm. and that, hey, this is a big risk that they're taking, thinking that they could find somebody to do a better job than this guy. At least that's somebody that's from the Garden that knows the Knicks better than anybody, acknowledging the reality of the situation. And then you take it a step further. Like, it's gotten so bad with the Knicks and their search. And look, maybe they find somebody soon, who knows, and this could all go to bed, whether he's the right guy or not, who knows. But Ian Begley is reporting, this is quotes from Twitter yesterday, Knicks have reached out to several teams to request permission to speak with their head coaches for those keeping score at home. They have not reached out yet to Golden State for permission to speak to Steve Kerr. Like, did he have to actually report that, feeling the need to? And then he tagged it with, some people are also asking me about Miami, so I felt the need to report on this. He says, Knicks also have not yet reached out to Miami for permission to speak with Spoelstra. I mean, think about what's going on here. So you have to report that they're not reaching out to Steve Kerr or Spoelstra with Miami. That's how crazy the search has gone.
Yeah.
To where it's like, hey, every employed coach is going to be a possibility for the Knicks here. This is absurd. I've never seen anything like this before.
That's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. I mean, really, we've had a lot of time now to go through this. Now, again, I've got to reassert, and I said this the other day, this doesn't mean that it can't wind up in a good spot.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, this is not doom and gloom. The end is near. We're absolutely going to go back to the dark days with Isaiah and that circus. Nobody's saying that. But for the first time in a while, it's on the table here, because the plan, I don't believe that there's a real clear vision, because I don't believe that this was fully orchestrated and executed by Leon Rose. If it was Leon Rose, then I believe the plan would be more clear and it would be a much more smoother operation. I think when you get intervention, especially unexpected intervention from the owner, who has a history, although he's been muted for a while, of being a little overbearing and a little petulant when things go awry, and he just kind of does something, and we're like, "Ooh, why'd you do that?" Well, now you're left and you're picking up the pieces. I don't think Leon Rose was given a chance to formulate a plan.
Right.
Hence, we're knocking on everybody's door.
And I don't know if that's the case or not. Again, we've gone over this before. A lot of reports saying it was a Leon Rose decision. My gut at the time was it reeks of Jim Dolan. And then you hear certain reports and people, you talk to people you trust, and they're saying it was Leon Rose. All right, so you believe that. But the more that this goes on, the less that I believe it was all Leon Rose. Plus, they don't speak, which makes it hard for us to follow the path here of what exactly is going on. They become a national punching bag yet again. Their own players, the leader on the team, Jalen Brunson, acknowledges the dismissal of Tibbs, but just basically praises him, saying how much he meant for his career. So we know Jalen Brunson loved Tom Thibodeau.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, he wasn't behind the firing. Josh Hart blaming people on social media as opposed to people in his own locker room. And then I mentioned the clip before, Mike Breen. Let's listen. Breen was on with Zach Gelb on the Zach Gelb Show, and he was asked about if he was surprised by the firing of Tom Thibodeau.
Yes. Clearly, one of the great seasons they've had in a quarter of a century. They make the conference finals. It just seemed everything was so positive. Obviously, ended in a disappointing fashion, but we're seeing, the Pacers are a heck of a team, and that wasn't easy, even though the Knicks won more games during the regular season. So it was hard to see, but, Tom Thibodeau has been around a long time and I'm sure he was disappointed, but it's part of the business that teams sometimes think that for them to take the next step, they need to change voices. It's taking a gamble, letting Tom Thibodeau go, but obviously they had reasons for doing it. And now the search is on and they still haven't figured out what to do. But quite honestly, right now, they shouldn't be in a rush. They should, turn over every stone before they make a decision and see what would be the best fit for the team going forward.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Mike does a good job straddling the line there. I mean, some of the stuff that he says is fairly obvious, but you could tell by his tone and by his inflection there and some inferences that it was definitely careful because Mike's no dummy and Mike's obviously an employee of the Garden, but you get a sense that I think if you're sitting at a restaurant having dinner with Mike and you have a glass of wine or two, I think what we just heard goes two or three steps further. You could tell he's trying to be protective.
That's why I thought it was important to play because I heard that and I was like, wow. Like, you have to keep in mind he's employed by the Garden, loves that job. And you know how the Garden has operated. You say anything bad about them, it could be a problem.
Well, you're on the hit list forever.
So the fact that he would at least even be honest about it, he didn't say anything bad. He was just being honest about it. Hey, this is a gamble here that they're taking, and they don't know what they're doing yet. I'm not saying the Knicks need to rush into things here, BT, but when you make a decision like that, right or wrong, right, whether you would have done it, whether I would have done it, it doesn't matter. When you make a decision like that, you were behind firing Tibbs, but you would have had a plan in place saying,
yes,
I'm firing him because I identify as this guy, whoever, Malone, Johnny Bryant, pick a name.
Now, those were the first two names I said, and Spoelstra, right. But I didn't think that was possible.
Okay, well, whatever. Right. I'm firing him because I could go get one of those guys that I think are better than he is.
Yep.
That clearly, no matter what happens the rest of the way, that clearly was not the thought process.
They're embarrassing themselves on a lot of levels here. I mean, think about this, guys. If you're the NBA, not that I think Adam Silver's a good commissioner. I think he's horrible. But if you're Adam Silver, do you like the fact that the Knicks are basically usurping the NBA Finals? I mean, they're talking more about the Knicks on with Barkley and Stephen A. on First Take.
Magic Johnson was talking about it.
Magic chiming in about Durant and about the Knicks and DiVincenzo and obviously Tom Thibodeau. I mean, it's really overpowering what's supposed to be their marquee event. I mean, think about when Alex Rodriguez opted out of the world out of his contract during the World Series, the blowback that he took. I mean, there's a reason why when you get Black Monday in the NFL, when people get fired, you know, but there's a pause during the Super Bowl. There's a respect, there's an understanding. All right, guys, let's prop up our most cherished, you know, product right now and let it shine, and then we'll get back to the business of hiring or firing people. Like, the Knicks have just torpedoed this office, this big stage.
And I think the reason for it, because it would have been a talking point had they just made that decision in isolation, right? Wow, some people would have said, what are they doing? This is crazy. Other people would have said, this is the right move, if they would have had a clear plan afterward.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you don't have a clear, decisive hire to be made right after making that decision, now there is no... It's not even about, should he have been fired, shouldn't he have been fired. It's about, what the hell are the New York Knicks doing?
Yeah, I know. And by the way, just as we kind of bring it full speed and full back, we'll get to these calls, 888-808-1019. I mean, the Knicks story is the story until it's not a story, and that's up to the Knicks to no longer make it a story, but they're dragging their feet. You know, what Josh Hart said last night to me, in all sincerity, I got to say this again, like somebody who is very, I think, very in tune with locker rooms and certainly a first-rate competitor, how is he missing this so much? Again, independent of what I said, what you said, what everybody said about Tom Thibodeau's job status before he was fired and after, he needs to understand that the energy that one or two, and we believe it's two teammates, showed during the exit interviews are directly responsible for Tom Thibodeau getting fired. And I don't want to you know, make it seem like it's more than it is. I'm not offended by Josh Hart missing the mark that much, but I don't think you should miss the mark. It's not us, Josh. We didn't get him fired. Your teammates did.
Do you think that they have already had those conversations within the locker room? I mean, I know that, you know, the season has come and gone. We saw them party.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Which to me would make it a problem, right? If you're out there blaming people on social media but not figuring out who it is inside that locker room, that's a problem. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Friends of Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Santo's calling from West Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Santo?
What's going on, guys? You think that all this reporting and everyone talking about how embarrassing it is for the Knicks, you think that every team does this, or is it just and the Knicks are doing it and because it's New York that they're just focusing in on New York, that this is a normal thing for teams to do?
Well, what team was the last team to do this, like this?
I'm saying in terms of interviewing other coaches.
Well, like of course. They do. It's called due diligence, but I think, listen, other franchises are sloppy. And other franchises make mistakes, whether it's PR or maybe firing somebody prematurely, whatever, or having their fans a little disappointed. I think your main point is it getting propped up because it's New York and it's maybe being overblown? If that's your point, I don't think that that's the case, although I think in some instances it could be, but not this one.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got, man. That's what you know, New York is under the limelight, and now New York's getting some success, and they just... The media just wants to, you know, same old Knicks.
Yeah,
same old Mets.
Maybe, Santo, and thank you for the call. I appreciate the Mets shot right there on the way out. Maybe there is a part of it, but the Knicks have left themselves open for this. Like, we would be defending the Knicks if they were being unfairly criticized by out-of-towners or national pundits for a reason that we didn't think was fair. The Knicks are not operating in a way that anybody can understand right now. Now, that does not mean that it's going to lead to a disaster. It doesn't mean that it can't be figured out here. I still think when all said and done, the Knicks are going to have as good a chance as anybody to be in the NBA Finals next season because of the talent that they have, because of the landscape of the East, maybe more specifically to the Boston Celtics having to break things up there a little bit. That's a different story than what's gone on right now. The Knicks were a solid foundation after they hired Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau. And for the first time since that, there's a crack in the foundation. And the operation after letting Tibbs go is perplexing. Where have you ever seen, like, I guarantee you if this were the Minnesota T-Wolves or the Memphis Grizz, then they fired a successful head coach, one of the more successful head coaches in the history of the franchise that dug the team out of the 25-year abyss, there would be question marks as to why. And then, okay, well, who are you getting? And then calling other teams, like five other teams already that have coaches employed, that's who you're going after? That just doesn't... Has that ever happened before?
I mean, to say it never has, we're kind of probably putting ourselves in a rough spot. I'm sure it has at some point, but It doesn't feel like it's happened in a while. It certainly hasn't happened with one of our teams like this to this extent in a long time, focusing on our teams. But I think what's happening here, why the Knicks look bad, is that there's a lack of clarity. There's absolutely no internal messaging coming out for the Knicks fan to respond to. And right now, it's very scattered, which doesn't seem like there's much of a plan. And whether you're the Knicks, you know, Denver, or right, any other team in the NBA or a college program, those three things are going to get blowback.
And they have a history of this.
Yeah, true.
That's a big, they don't have the benefit of the doubt. They did with Rose and Tibbs.
Uh-huh.
It's not that combination anymore.
I think that that's a good point. I think, you know, your history, let's face it, when things were going awry with Robert Saleh, you know, cue the same old Jets.
Right.
You know, there's just certain teams that don't get the benefit of the doubt, and the Knicks have not earned that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.